Kelly Loeffler doesn't want to talk about why she's getting rid of healthcare in the middle of a pandemic, so she's going to try and scare you with lies. Raphael Warnock is staying focused on what Washington could do for you. Paid for by Warnock for Georgia. Senate Republicans and one lone Democrat voted against the Women's Health Protection Act, even though a majority of Americans support a woman's right to choose. Polls show 70% of American voters want to keep Roe v. Wade in place. Bottom line, if your elected representatives don't represent you, vote them out. The election is about and must be about the needs of the American people and the kind of future we create for our children and grandchildren. But there are so many people in our country who live in poverty, and let's face it, the ultra-rich aren't even paying their fair share of taxes. In 2022, it's time for a change. With the voting rights bills most likely stuck in the Senate, the Electoral Count Act reboot may be the best deal Democrats can make. For democracy to work for all of us, it must include all of us. Tim Ryan makes the stakes clear. We must win this race. While the GOP primary is a dumpster fire race to the bottom, Tim Ryan is delivering real solutions to Ohio voters. Keeping our momentum is crucial. We have to keep Tim Ryan in the lead. The United States is the only industrialized country without universal health care. The Medicare for All Act ensures that every person living in the U.S. has access to health care and comprehensive benefits. It's time to take historic steps toward making it happen. Call your congressperson today. You deserve universal health care.